I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Today we'll be doing something special, so please enjoy. Hi, Craig.
Craig, what is up, man? It's been a while.
Fuck you, Craig.
I know, really, really, all it comes down to is fuck you, Craig. But, you know, it's also been a while, so fuck you, Craig.
Just a jerk. Fuck, he really left
you,
us.
Fuck you, Craig. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It's nice to click that link again, too, because it says Big Dick Lake still.
It does, quay, yeah. Quay.
So, something weird just happened. Praise Jolly Young Dwarf for looking for characters.
Uh-huh.
And what comes up as the first video? The little person who supports dwarf tossing.
Jackass? What is this?
I don't know. It was just odd that dwarf tossing came into play when we had so much halfling tossing.
Is that like an Olympic sport? Dwarf toss?
Should I click on it?
It's like a team sport. Like there's one from one race and one dwarf. And they're like a team on they throw like there's a whole technique thing that goes into it, you know. There's a way to be thrown on the dwarf part.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe one of our dwarven buddies here today with us knows something about it. Who knows?
I mean, we literally had Varel before doing halfling toss, so I mean...
Yep. Anything is possible when you put your mind to it.
So, how's everybody doing? Is everybody ready to get our next season started?
Yes.
Fuck yeah!
I think we're ready.
Okay. Very cool. Alright, I just want to read a little introduction to what we're going to do, and then we're going to get started on it. Okay, so, to begin with, we are playing Funnel World. What is a funnel? A funnel is an adventure in which the player characters start as a motley crew of ordinary villagers who find themselves in extraordinary circumstances. Common folk thrown into a crucible of death and terror who struggle merely to come out of the other end in one piece. Many, and sometimes all, of these poor souls die horrible deaths over the course of a funnel adventure. But those lucky enough to survive are transformed by the extremity of their experience. While most fantasy RPGs start with the PC's office heroes, a funnel adventurer concretely demonstrates how common folk become heroes. It is their origin story. And as such, we will all be beginning with a level zero character in this. So, why don't we go down the list and we can kind of talk about kind of like the characters we brought to the table. This will also be a time to sort of introduce, like, we are still in Anomalous, which was the city that we finished off in last time. And I will say that today is the day of the festival. The last time we played was basically the night before. So basically, like, time-wise, this is the next day. It is the huge party is happening, the town's going crazy, a lot of new people are just in the streets trying to sell things, trying to get people to just either buy some stuff or just have some fun. And you guys can be from outside the city coming to visit for the day, or you can be somebody who grew up here. But either way, all of you guys are here in the city for today.
And so our old characters died like a few hours ago, really.
Probably like 4 or 5 hours ago. Yeah. Maybe six hours ago. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who wants to start talking about their characters?
I'll go ahead.
All right. You heard it, boss. Go ahead.
All right. So the first one that I kind of made and kind of most of it's random, but I wanted to be a bard named Laird.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a male. And my traits, which are random, are, well, I'm a human. I chose to be a human. And I have dimples, and I'm sarcastic.
Nice.
And I hold a knife and a mandolin.
Okay. You should put those on your gear sheet so you know you have them, too. But, yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I will do that. They are on my gear sheet on the... I printed that out.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And then I've got a villager, Gim, who's a peddler. He's also a male with wild hair, and he's obsessive. And he's a halfling.
Very cool.
I hold a knife and a rucksack, and And I rolled for pots and pans.
Very nice. Okay.
I think I'll do some cooking.
That sounds good. So where are your characters from? And do your villagers actually know each other from before? Or how much are they even?
No, the villagers don't know each other.
Okay.
Are
they from this city then? Or are they from a different part of the world?
Gim, I believe, is from the city. And Laird, he's a traveler.
Okay.
He's been in the city for a while already.
Got it.
Where is he from, though?
I have you guys on the world map right now, so you can kind of pick a place, and you can kind of name it a little bit, something if you want, or we can hold off and wait. You just say, like, I'm from this region or something?
I think probably not.
Where are we right now?
Right now, I should have you guys on the world map page. So
we're right next to the Blessed Lake.
Okay,
that's where we are.
No. Isn't that where we actually are?
This is the city on the southwest.
Yeah. So I'm.
The town we're in.
Yeah, I'm. I'm from the Road of the Demon, like nearby there.
Okay. Very cool.
That's Laird.
Laird is, and Gim is from the city. Okay. All right. What brings you guys to the city then today?
Just the festival is entertaining us today, probably.
Cool. Is your bard Laird naked somewhere, trying to have some fun, or?
Remember,
this is a nature spring fertility festival. That's what Lisa set up a while back.
Oh wow, he's probably getting ready at the bar.
Okay.
Drinking a beer. Let's see. And they got their, how long has the festival been preparing? Like months or
a week or
right?
Probably, like, people's probably been talking about it for a while, but probably over this past week that we've really seen it kind of like ramp up and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they've both gotten there at least a week ago.
Got it. Okay. Very cool. I think that's a good place to start. You can also, I'll move us back over to the city map, and then you can kind of pick out where you want your tokens to be and stuff, and then we'll get going from there. So,
all right,
who's next? Who wants to introduce their characters?
I'll go. Okay. So, the first guy I met, he's an older man. He's just a human. He looks like he's really nice. You know, he's kind of short. He's only going to be like 5'2", 5'3", gray hair. And he doesn't have his hair in a fashion per se. It looks like it goes in maybe four different types of fashions.
Okay.
His clothes are always dirty, look kind of raggedy, almost like he forgets he's even wearing clothes half the time.
Mm-hmm.
He always has a blissful, ignorant look on his face, kind of like he doesn't see you per se. And he normally walks with a walking stick, but the stick is surprisingly way too short to actually use as a walking stick.
Okay, interesting.
So he has, like, he crouches over a lot to use it?
Either that, or he pretends to use it while just walking normally, and it's not even touching the ground.
Okay.
Name-wise, it's gonna be kind of difficult. You guys can kind of take this how you want, but you're gonna hear, like, Bastion, Balion, Basil, Baduk, Baden. He might have a couple different names, so...
But Duck is an interesting one of those.
There's
names.
Always BA something.
Yeah. Good catch, Neil. Good catch.
Nice.
So the second guy, also, I thought the stats were interesting on the old man. The way I statted him, I tried to stat him kind of like an old man. I made his wisdom super high, but his intelligence is super low. And then his strength is super low. But his charisma is super high. So I just thought that was interesting.
This is kind of similar to how Schnarkheim was built as well. Like, pretty good wisdom, pretty good, a little bit on the intelligence and stuff. Yeah, it makes sense, I think.
Terrible strength.
Yeah.
The second guy, I remember, this is kind of important, his starting place. Oh, the old man, he was born in the biggest town that there is on the map and just lived in the city his whole life, so.
Okay.
That's important. the second dude, it's important where he comes from, because we talked earlier in the first story we did about a village that would be completely normal, where nothing happens from anyone, no one's special, and that's where this guy comes from.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about
that. He's going to be a younger guy, and he comes from there.
Where is that on the map? Do you know?
That's what I was going to kind of ask you, because I looked over the map everywhere I've looked right now, and you don't have anywhere selected or nothing like that, so...
Nothing like that, no. I was thinking of adding a place probably pretty soon in this session. I was going to add a couple a place that where, like, there's no magic is happening, but there's still going to be, like, machinery and stuff happening, so there might still be some... That might not quite be where you are. But otherwise, I mean, like, the map's open. Like, where do you think this perfectly normal, unassuming village is?
I feel like it kind of has to be out of the way so that this other stuff doesn't, like, go towards it for no reason. So maybe, like, on the coast of the left side, maybe way up top in the snow, just way off in the corner or something.
That's actually pretty funny. Mean, like, okay.
Over in the tundra of the Raynard, but all the way to the left.
Right.
I'm trying to remember how to ping.
Oh.
There we go. Right there?
Nope, I don't see you pinging.
Here?
Oh, right there, yeah. Where you just put the thing on the map, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. What's the name of this village?
Normsville.
Normsville. Okay, let me add that to my list. Where am I? The tundra. Normsville. Okay.
Normsville in the tundra. So it's like kind of a snowy village then, maybe.
Yeah. Kind of quiet, out of the way.
I bet they have perfectly normal snowball fights.
Are there only humans there, or are there other, is there still just like a variety of races and stuff there as well?
No, just humans. It's a simple human village. And he carries a large sword that is probably too big for him to even swing.
Cool. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. He's got some interesting stats for having a big sword. Be sure to add that to your gear and stuff as well. Okay. And just to make sure we have everything. Everybody, since you guys are villagers, your damage by default is a D4. So, well, we can see things, how things go during play. Maybe you up that to a D6, maybe bigger and stuff. And then the damage will change as you change over to different classes, a different class and stuff. But for this, it'll probably be a D4, maybe a D6 if you're lucky. So we'll see.
His name is Bragg Iron Balls too.
Iron Balls. Nice.
Perfectly normal name.
Perfectly
from Normsville. Bragg Iron Balls from Normsville. From the prestigious Iron Balls family.
Hell it's yeah, a real Gaston type name for sure. All right. So we got two left. Who wants to go next? Emil and Lisa?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. So I got one. Her name is Petal, and she is an elf, and she's a florist. And she's here today because she is selling flowers for the festival. She also has a shop that she sets up that she has in the town anyways. And she just lives basically inside the town. She used to come from the Forest Hope, but soon set up a flower shop in the town. And, like, lives behind the shop.
Is she originally from the Elf City? Because we do have one on the map. It's up here, just off of the Big Dick Lake.
I think her parents were from the Elf City.
Cool. Okay.
But I grew up just in the Forest Hope, in some random enclave there. And then shortly after, went to the city.
That makes sense.
So I know the city decently well, I would say.
Your elf description, too, also kind of matches what I was thinking for the elves, too. Like, they have, it's like a collection of enclaves for, like, basically different, like, craft unions and stuff. And people are encouraged to move in between them. But there certainly are people who want you to stay and practice the family craft. So that's really interesting that you arrived at that same idea.
Nice. I was also thinking my family has also been from a long line of florists.
Sure, in the Elf City, I bet, yeah. Who is your other character, then?
Well, my other character, his name is Grimbold, and he's a hunter, a human hunter. And he's also from the tundra of Reynide.
Okay. Reynide.
How would you pronounce that?
Renide? Renide? Yeah. Renide.
Renide.
R-Y-N-E-I-D. Renide?
Renide or Renide or something like that. Anyways.
Rhinus?
He's from the tip, like this. I don't know how to, again, I don't know how to ping.
But you hold left click. Oh, you're over there? Oh, there? Okay. So you are up there. Okay.
I was thinking I was up there, and I have basically I have a family up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to come back to my family, actually, to support for them. But currently I'm out, you know, getting money and items for our, you know, our survival and living accommodations. Okay. So I know that there are people that collect in the city that trade for they trade animal pelt for rare animals. They pay very well. So he's looking to maybe make a trade in the city during the festival.
Okay.
He's recently found a rare tiger bear. And he's he has that kind of like dragging behind him, I guess, in some sort of wagon, whatever. And he's looking to pawn it off somewhere.
Okay. Do you know the name of this little town that you were from? You can think about it. We don't need a name. Yeah. If you don't have a name, you don't have a name. Can I make a suggestion for how you got to the city?
I was thinking, at first I was thinking he just walked.
But if you're going to be transporting this big thing, what if a bunch of dwarves gave you a ride?
Sure. Okay. I know this caravan of dwarves you're talking about, actually, and I was able to get in contact with them and align my travels with their travels.
Okay. Yeah, they show up to pick you up. They have carts that don't have horses. They seem to be moving with some type of machinery, and this weird type of oil is using to power it. But they're not using horses or donkeys to pull these carts. They're basically self-propelled carts with this strange oil they use.
So are they? They're touching the ground, right?
Yeah, they're touching the ground. It's not like hovering or anything.
It's kind of just sliding across the ground.
It's like a car, basically. That's what I'm trying to describe.
Is there wheels?
Yeah, there's wheels.
Okay. We're good.
Okay. I just wanted to add that because that's an interesting thing that we're going to be seeing in the city. Then Lisa, you're the last one.
Oh, hang on. Okay, I've got a dwarf and a tiefling. We'll talk about the dwarf first. His name is Dalem. Strangely close to the word dumb. If you notice, his character portrait is freaking Diamond Hands Dopey right now.
Perfect.
Does he have a cleft chin? He's got a cleft chin. He's of a gentle nature.
Mm-hmm.
He works in... He's pretty freaking stupid, but his intelligence is 4.
I love his diamond hand.
But then he's like super dexterous and super charismatic.
Aw, people just love him.
Yeah, and he doesn't drop anything.
Because he's diamond hands.
Because he's got diamond hands, and it just worked out that way. So he prides himself on never like spilling a drop of beer.
Okay.
Because he works in an ale house as an ale person.
Oh, that's what that was. I was going to ask. Okay.
Yeah, because I rolled a 1. It was like ale wife or something like that.
Okay.
Like it was a female-oriented one.
Oh, yeah. Good idea to change it. Okay.
So he also happens to be kind of wise. Like, so he's really dumb, but somehow he like understands people really well. He's a very young dwarf. And he's here in the town because he's trying to find himself, which, of course, fits in pretty well with just the funnel world idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He basically despises the way that the dwarves are so ingrained in tradition to the point that they'll, like, shirk logic in favor of tradition. So he really hates that. So he's trying to basically be a rebel.
Okay.
So that's why he's here. Any questions for me on that? Anything else I should say about him?
What's up, Devin?
I was just going to say I wish you would have named him Dlorian Fey, but...
Where is he from? Is he from like one of the main elf cities or dwarf cities then?
Yes, I would want him to be from like the biggest, most well-known dwarf city, wherever we decide that is.
Okay. I think that is like up on like the border of like Gold's Peak, Forest Hope, and the Tundra. Like it's like right in this kind of crook of in the mountains and stuff.
Seems good.
Yeah. And to your question about how dwarves, what was it? They love logic over function, or was it tradition over function?
Oh, tradition, I thought.
Oh, okay. Tradition over function. Okay. That's interesting.
Like really set in their ways.
Yeah. It's interesting.
What do you think? Does that mesh with what you're thinking of dwarves?
That could actually be pretty interesting because that would add some real flavor to what I was thinking of what comes next.
Oh, because it sounds like they're tinkerers who have things changing within their ranks right now.
Or I was thinking that they will be doing something to sort of reject what comes next.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that could be really interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. Like inertia, like resistance to change. Yeah, they got that. That's what I was thinking too.
Okay. Very cool. And who's your other character?
My other character's name is Valameth. Valameth. Mm-hmm. It's a girl tiefling. She's got really big hips.
Nice.
So she's like accidentally sexy and she can't freaking help it. And because she's super exotic too, right?
Yeah, tieflings are pretty isolationist up in, I think we said they were in the Desert of Thunder, like up here in the northeast.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty far away, pretty hard to get to.
Yeah.
Pretty alone.
So she's very much a rarity in a city like this, and she doesn't want to be recognized as a tiefling by people, and she's fortunate because her skin color is less on the red side and more on, like, the normal, natural human side. It just looks like she kind of got sunburned.
It's only like a pink tone.
Yeah, sort of. Like someone with rosacea or something like that. Like she.
Does she hide her horns in her tail, then?
She broke her own horns off.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Or she got them surgically altered or something like that, but she interfered of her own volition. Or she, like, wears bangs or her hair or often wears a cloak. Something along those lines.
Can I offer a illustration of Hellboy for you?
Oh, yeah, where the horns are just kind of cut off.
Like, cut off and, like, sanded down against his head.
Maybe. I was thinking of drawing a picture. Because I can't find anything decent online.
Okay.
I kind of have an idea.
Okay. But you keep, and what your tail, you just kind of keep tucked under your cloak and stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you envision them all having pretty long tails?
No, I don't think they're particularly long, especially compared to, I would say the other tailed race we've seen is salamanders. And I think they have particularly long tails, but I don't think.
And thick probably too.
Yeah.
Whereas a tiefling is probably thinner and shorter.
Yeah, like almost kind of like a short, like opposable tail almost. Like really like kind of small type thing. Not really muscular.
Like a devil tail.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I was envisioning too.
Cool.
She could like wear slightly baggy pants or skirts or something on the regular maybe. Or like have a way that she like... tucks it like a guy would tuck their D.
Right.
I think I like that. She tapes it down.
Tapes it to her leg.
She tapes it to her leg. Yes.
Awesome. What is she doing in the city then?
I'm kind of working that out a little bit. Okay. Maybe you could help me. So she's a fisher person.
Fisher person.
And I think she's kind of obsessing over, like, the idea of, I don't know, I think I want to talk to you about it a little bit more.
Well, she's doing fishing. So, like, the closest place for the Desert of Thunder to do, like, some real, like, quiet fishing would be the Shallow Sea, which is called that because it's 4 feet deep at its deepest. So maybe she came over to the Blessed Lake to try to find passage through the Road of the Demon, maybe?
Hmm.
Like, to go out to, like, the Forgotten Delta and the Eerie Coral Islands and stuff?
I don't think she particularly cares about fishing.
Okay. She just does it to get away from people?
Yeah. She does it because it fits in with her needs, which are to make money but stay away from people as much as she can. She definitely likes being alone.
Right.
So it's kind of preferred anyway. She likes like the sound of the ocean, just to think. She wants the time away to think.
Sure. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, then what brings her out to the city? Because it's very loud right now. So is there something like... is there something like
maybe more expensive fish or down in this area?
Yeah, like she has to pick up something special to do some better fishing or something, and this was like the assured place that she could find it. Like she's looking for something that she couldn't get at home.
Basically. A special fishing pole, bro.
What's up?
No, maybe someone at home was like telling her of this legend and she wants to impress this person. Mm-hmm. So she struck out to like find this legendary fish that like, I don't know, gives you fucking wishes or something like that. I like that. Let's go with that. That seems okay. We'll go with that
then. That's pretty cool. And it's also a reason for her to have to put up with people as well.
Yeah. And maybe her idea, like the legend she's heard, the fish gives like, I don't know if the fish gives multiple wishes or one wish. I don't know. But she's heard... Maybe the bard on her team will have to come up with a legend.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Was she from, like, a city or a town?
I think she's from a very rural area.
But up in the desert still? Or...
Yeah. Like, maybe she has, like, just three neighbors or something.
How about, like, something over here where it's kind of, like, in the mountains, kind of close to the shallow sea, kind of on the edge of the desert? Or do you want to go further out than that?
That seems really good. But I'm imagining maybe she's, like, I don't know.
Never mind. No. I mean, it's your character. Where do you want the town?
No, I like that. But, like, her specific place where she grew up is, like, kind of up in the hill a little, and like she has this long staircase that her family would have to like go down to get to the water or something.
Got it.
Very cool. I'm imagining her being used to a slow, arduous life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write that in.
Sure. Yeah. Write it down. Write this stuff down so everybody knows.
If it matters, I have a name for my city I'm from.
Me too.
It's called Bjorn Point.
Bjorn Point?
Yeah, Bjorn Point.
How do you spell that?
And then like the IJ kind of symbol together thing.
Yeah.
ORN and point.
Okay. Boss, you said you had a name?
Yeah, I'm from the southwest end of the Road of the Demon from a village called Denhaven.
Danhaven? Okay.
Den, like D-E-N Haven. There's lots of dens in this haven.
Den. Okay. Love it. Very cool, guys.
Jobs are important about this, or?
Kinda, because, like, jobs are supposed to be, like, kind of your history. Like, if you look at your character sheets, all of you should have, the first move is called Know Your Stuff. When you spout lore or discern realities about something related to your occupation, tell the GM why you deserve it and take +1 to that role if the GM agrees. In addition, when you have the resources, time, material to do something you know how to do, you do it. So it's just kind of a little background thing. It can lead to some bonuses if it makes sense. So just kind of something, you know, to keep track of.
All right. Well, the young guy, his is easy. He's a hired mercenary, but I want quotations around the word mercenary because it's important.
Yeah. Do that.
And then the old man, like, it's kind of weird to go with the story, but like it's gonna be everything, but it's gonna be nothing.
Okay. Interesting.
Wait, what? What did you say about the old man?
His job or his profession or. Or what he's done, it's everything, but it's nothing.
Okay.
We can keep it blank then, because, I mean, If it doesn't, if that's not the kind of character you want to make, then I mean, we can always kind of do like some spout lores and stuff to see what he also knows and everything to get advantages that way and stuff. So.
What's gonna be like anything you bring up, I'm gonna tell you I'm a pro at, kind of, but I'm not. But I think I am. So
Okay.
that's what I mean. Like, he probably isn't a profession at anything, but I'm going to be essentially. Like, but not be, you know? It's gonna be confusing, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You're able to do everything, but not necessarily well.
Yeah, sure, we can go with that, but I'm probably not gonna be able to even do it kind of well. Like,
Yeah,
it's.
I wish there was like a jack of all trades character on here, but yeah.
You know, just enough to get yourself into trouble
Yeah,
in
basically.
every single subject.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to talk about that and see. We can always have you roll like extra to see if it's actually true
I
or
feel like it's gonna
not.
have to be like a random roll when I do things, because like if someone's like, yo, we need food, someone make food, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'll make food, but I may have never cooked in my life. I'm just going to be like, I'm a chef and I'm gonna do it, you know? And like, so maybe
All
everything just
right.
has to be like random rolled. I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, I'm looking at some of your stats right now. Like, you have quite a bit of wisdom, but everything else is kind of in the middle. So, we could easily do something like that. And we can always make you roll an intelligence to see if you actually know how to do something, because intelligence rolls reflect your accumulated knowledge about the world.
That's where I put my lowest stat. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. Okay. Cool. But yeah, so that's going to be all your characters for today. Move us over to the map for today. So,
Oh, I had
let's
one more
see.
thing I wanted to say about the young guy too. The sword he carries, it maxes out his weight limit.
Oh, shit.
Always.
Okay.
Always. So whenever my weight limit goes up for any reason, I replace my sword. I go buy a bigger one.
So
That's part of his background.
he's not going to carry anything else ever. He's just going
Nope,
to have
he
this
just carries a
gigantic
big
sword.
ass sword.
All right.
Does that mean he can't carry money up to a certain point?
Don't think money had a weight, did it?
Yes, if it goes up to 100 coins, it has one weight.
Yeah, so maybe I can only hold 99 then.
Yeah.
Cool, you got 99. You got pocket change, that's all you got.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's still a lot for most stuff, so
Yeah, that works out.
you say pocket change, but 99 can be quite a bit in this game. Because there's a lot of stuff that's like sub 10, mate one coin easy. So I mean, he'll live, he'll be fine. Okay, cool. So we are back on the city map, the city of Annalis. It is full on party scene. Like things are busy, things are happening, things are going nuts. People are just happy, having a good time and stuff. Who said they had characters that have been in the city for a while? So I think Boss
Me.
said you had a couple, Emil, you had a couple.
Petal.
Both of mine,
Okay.
I think, have been in the city for a while. I'm sure Valamith has been here for she's kind of ingrained a bit.
This is a annual festival?
Yes, this is annual.
Okay.
Is this the biggest city?
I think this is definitely like the biggest
So then
city.
this is where the old man has lived his whole life then.
Cool. Yeah, I think this is also the biggest festival of the year. Like this is kind of like a New Year's new like spring festival type of situation. Like maybe there's other festivals, but like I definitely think this one's like big 'cause spring's like a time of new growth, new meetings, new love and stuff. So I have, and if you guys look in the top right of the sheet of the map, I have tokens laid out for you guys. Each of you guys have two the similar tokens. I added nameplates to them. I can't remember. Can you guys see the nameplates of tokens or not? Or
I can see mine. I can't see theirs at all.
okay, that's fine. Yeah, like I mean, put them on the map where you guys think you are at kind of like the beginning of the day, and we'll move things around and I'll start describing kind of how things are changing in the city.
Okay. So Petal is like a local, basically. She lives here, but Grimbold has come here before. He comes to the festival pretty often to like every year to sell stuff and like kind of he's doing this year, but he hasn't been in the past like 3 years because of I don't know, reasons,
Okay.
because of family at home.
Makes sense.
But so now he's back here again after 3 years. Where's the festival being held right now?
Kind of everywhere in the city, but probably it's focused along the promenade, which is probably this giant, like, outdoor space in the city, which is the giant brown circle.
Which area is, like, the market area?
That was the textiles over here by the grant, by the right city council center. Yeah. Just this whole, like, yellow area that's been marked is where that is.
Okay, then for sure I'll be right there.
So that dwarf caravan that Grimble's with, have they reached the city yet?
Yeah, I'd say they'd reached the city by for today, for sure.
Maybe, they're at the gates, maybe?
Maybe they arrive this, like, it's like sun's coming up and stuff, and they arrive in the city on their fancy cart driving around.
So they can be, like, right at the gate, basically.
Basically, yeah.
All right, cool. I'll put my guy here, then.
You guys can hear me, right?
Yes.
All right, well, I guess I'll let you know if there's any other problems.
Okay.
I just restarted.
Uh-oh. Did he dip? Did it happen right as he was talking?
Sure seems that way.
Oh, no.
But I guess.
Yeah, it dropped me again.
Oh, I never hear you again.
And now you're back, yeah.
Yeah. Is it just your computer is disconnecting from Discord, or is it everything?
It's disconnecting from the internet.
Oh, from the internet. Oh, shit.
Yeah, multiple times. Right now it says connection is strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to figure out a different internet connection for you then.
I'll give it one more chance. Otherwise, I don't know if they need to restart the router.
Oh, you're at Emil and Lisa's place. Okay.
I am, yeah. So it's weird because it's working for them.
Yeah, but they're probably hardwired in.
I was going to ask if you have like an Ethernet cable or something you could plug into.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yo, I'm just going to restart the router, okay? I think it actually needs a firmware update.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I think it's been like...
Yeah, it happened again.
Okay.
So, let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
See you soon.
Yeah. Restarting the router?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, then.
Well, we wouldn't be playing online without connection issues.
No recording!
Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, let me get you the new link. Hang on.
On the Wii.
By the way, I just want everybody to know that I got a super sweet rug, and it's really cool, and it's a snow tiger in space.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Snow tiger.
Yeah, boss, you should come up here at some point and see my sweet rug.
Oh, I will.
It sounds pretty sweet. Okay.
Whoa, phrasing.
Yeah. Damn it.
I wasn't thinking like that till you had to say it.
Yeah, not even crossing my mind. Okay.
To be expected from Lisa.
It really is. I don't know why I'm surprised at this point.
I am so entertained!
Yeah. Okay, so you guys need to place your tokens where you think you are hanging out in the city, and then we'll kind of go to the next step. We'll kind of describe what's happening in the city, what's been happening from your perspectives over the last couple of days, and then we will get to it. So I think Boss and Lisa, up if you look in the top right of the map, it would be there's some tokens for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they should have nameplates tokens for you guys already, so if you guys will just click and drag them where you think they are.
Balameth on the dock, alright.
Okay, very cool.
Which ones are mine?
You can only touch two, only yours.
Should be the only two in the top right left. They're on the green space above the tower.
Cool.
Is there a different tavern than Who's That Big Man?
Yeah, there's anywhere you want there to be a tavern, there could be a tavern.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like there was a halfling town and there was like a Canis area. Was there a dwarf area?
Sure, there can be a dwarf area. That probably would be up here in this kind of magenta space.
I'll be in the
magenta.
I start in the abyss.
Cool. Okay, so everybody's kind of gathering in the city. It's kind of like today's the day. This is the big festival and stuff. People who have been here before or live in the city, you know, like around about noon when the sun is the highest, it's kind of when the celebration really takes off. There's going to be a big thing in the promenade, which is like the center of the city. So everybody's gathering around. Who has characters that are currently naked? Because this is a fertility festival.
Wait, what?
This is a fertility festival, so there are naked people running around, so...
Oh.
Alright.
Yep, neither one of mine.
My peddler's mostly naked, probably.
Okay.
I think my Paytal is... She's with the times. She knows what it's like in the city for the festival. But Grimbold is not into it. No way.
Okay.
No way, Jose.
Interesting. So one of the big things, though, that's kind of happened in the city over the past couple days are that the Golden Spiral, that was originally like this big adventuring group and stuff, a lot of you guys are probably pretty familiar with them, they have officially split. There are now two different groups that are coming out of the Golden Spiral. One of them, we're not really sure, really clear what the name is, but one of them, Lisa, you're asking what time it is in game. I think it's probably... This is probably in the morning sometime. So this is probably like waking up, either getting ready for the day, just kind of seeing all the shops that are opening up and stuff and exploring the city.
In that case, my character, Kaylor, is not wearing a thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very important. Okay. Anyways, so Golden Spiral split. Seems like one group is still going by the name Golden Spiral, but their leadership seems to be kind of like... with the tower in a way, like they're kind of been meeting a bunch and stuff and organizing there. But the new group that's out is called the Metallic Rote. These guys are more of the independent group for sure. They really want to be like these sort of like adventurer groups and stuff, really independent type things. And they want to be able to teach people new items. And they have a new symbol. I just posted it in Discord. It is still the same sort of like golden spiral, golden ratio with like these new circles where like we're kind of enclosing everybody where it's not just the golden ratio isn't just the standard anymore. There's a bunch of different ratios. There's a silver ratio, there's a tin ratio, there's an iron ratio and stuff. So this is the metallic rote. So we want to do a bunch of different things with a lot of weirdos and be like independent searchers and adventurers and stuff. And these guys, they seem to be led by two people. One is an orc named Real, who seems to be kind of like the face, kind of handing out like groups and stuff. He has a kid named Timos, who's playing in like a band with like guitar and stuff as well. And another person who seems to be organizing things is called Rosie King. This is somebody you guys have not met before, but they're like a retired adventurer who seems to be like really like strongly like, hey, we should be independent and stuff. As for Real, yeah, you guys have met him before. This is the orc that Bug had that drinking contest against and lost. And Timos was the orc teen with the arcane battery attached to a guitar. So you guys have seen these guys before, and they're kind of the new face of this kind of new splinter faction, Metallic Rote.
Or are they Metallica?
Maybe. No. Maybe doing like a little bit of a Mad Max Road Fury type thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I will witness them.
Yes. So... like flowers, lights everywhere, naked people around, people celebrating, stalls, streets packed, food, celebration, parties, and just wonderful colors and flowers and stuff. And kind of advertisements from the Tower of Dameth of like in the middle of the day, they're going to have like a display of some new type of magic they've discovered and want to share with everyone. And also a performance by the wonderful Florian Day. The prodigal daughter and genius of the fiddle returns to the city, and they're going to be doing concert in the center of the city at around noon.
So,
mm-hmm.
I kind of missed. This is how long after our previous characters died?
This is like the next day. Like your characters basically died the night before, and this is like 6 hours later, basically. Sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
By the way, I moved mm-hmm. Kaylor and I moved my characters over to Who's That Big Man.
Very nice. They're having a party. They're going to town.
Well,
early morning hot yoga for sure at Who's That Big Man. You know,
Kaylor is waking up after a wild night, mm-hmm. and he is not alone.
Oh.
And Valameth is definitely alone.
Yeah.
And Chilin drinking an espresso, this newfangled item that she's fallen in love with.
Ooh, they figured out espressos. Very cool.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But what do you guys do in the morning in the city? And then, like, kind of, you guys can kind of describe the kind of things you want to look at around the city. And then after a certain point, I'll ask you guys if who goes to the concert. And we'll see, and we'll go from there.
So which characters know each other already?
You know, that's a good question, because it sounds like a lot of you guys came from a lot of different places. Some of you guys are in the city. You guys can absolutely set it up so you guys, some people know each other. We don't have to, like, role play anything. You can just declare, like, hey, we know each other over drinking stories or something. So, like, that could be very easy to do. But, yeah, that's up to you guys.
I don't think my characters know each other.
Okay.
I don't think mine do either. But it looks like we might meet in the bar here.
I'll say my characters have seen each other before, but they don't realize that they've seen each other before.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, though.
Well, I mean, he came back to the city pretty often for the festival, and she lives in the city, so it's likely they would have seen each other at one point randomly by just passing by.
That makes sense.
Who is
mine too?
They don't know each other.
Okay, Real, R-E-A-L. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Whose token is currently near the arena?
There's two over there. Oh, no, there's just one. That is Bragg Iron Balls.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Devin's icon. Uh-huh. Boss's icon is this weird little, like, I don't know, mask thing with hair, I think.
And by the Anomalous Council Center also.
And Emil is, like, some weird fucking sea flea.
If you zoom in real close, it's looking downwards from the head down on a person.
These are top-down shots of the villager.
Oh!
Yeah. Honestly, this was, like, the best tokens I could find for that were, like, distinct in this sort of way. So
if you zoom in real close, it's not that bad. You just have to zoom in, like, really close.
Yeah, the map's a little big for these guys for sure, but the map needs to be big for what's happening. So, but yeah. Well, the morning kind of it's bustering city and stuff, but I just have a question then for the group. Who goes to the promenade to catch the show for Florian Day?
Definitely Dalem.
Patel does. She's heard so much about Florian and has decided to close up shop for, is it, what time is it, like midday?
Yeah, like midday. It's like, this is like the time where, like, the celebration is going to happen. It's going to, like, kick off with this demonstration from the tower of some new magic. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then how far is Florian from where I'm at? Because I'm right here, right? But where is the fest or the concert going to be?
Right here. Just right
there. So I'm pretty darn close to it already.
You're pretty close. Yeah. Very close.
So my plan is to close up shop for an hour or two to go to the concert and enjoy myself.
Okay, just one character, not both?
Yeah, the other one's just trying to sell his pelts, and that's it. He's just on a journey to find someone to sell to.
Okay.
He's in no mood for festivities.
Devin, what about you?
As long as fighting is happening, wannabe hero boy down here is going to be staying to watch the fighting.
Okay.
But the old man, he's probably just walking around picking up apples, just like eating random shit he sees, and he'll probably follow the crowd. So if the crowd is headed that way, he probably goes with them.
I would definitely say there's a crowd heading towards the center of the city.
Yeah, we could say he travels over there with them too then.
Sure. Like, you guys can hear the fiddle start, like the fiddle's kind of warming up, the band's playing and stuff, right, in the center of the city. Like,
and it's
like
amplified, right?
Yeah, it's like magically amplified and stuff.
Whoa, cool. You guys can
hear it and stuff throughout the city. So, like, it seems like a real party and stuff.
Where's the party at?
Right here in the center of the city. Promenade. Yay. Okay.
I know what my characters are doing.
Cool. But it sounds like Bragg Iron Balls and Gimbold are staying away. Everybody else is going, right? Or was there
a couple
staying away? Okay.
Let's see. Valameth was going to wait until the nighttime, I think, but no, she's going to see if, because she knows that, like, everyone's going to be there, so she's expecting that some of the people who would normally not come out have come out, and she's trying to find certain person who she heard might know something about this legend.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Is she then just wandering the city then?
Yeah, she's kind of standing on the outskirts, like in the shade somewhere.
Okay.
But she's not going to arrive until the action really starts. But it sounds like it's already playing, right? Yeah. So
she, I would say, yeah. Like, she's like, Florian Day's show's probably going, and then she'll probably finish her at noon for the tower display to actually happen. So, like, right. She's like a pre-show, basically. But, let's, you know, it sounds really rowdy in there.
Valameth, like, climbs up on a building somehow.
Yeah.
And she's, like, up in the, like, you know, how the fuck did she get up there? Who knows? She's on the roof or something.
Sure. Okay. Well, before, though, we kind of get started, I need Grimble and I need Bragg Iron Balls to roll a Define Danger Wisdom, please.
Which is just Wisdom?
That's just a Wisdom roll, so click the Wisdom button. For Grimbold and Bragg Iron Balls, everybody else is okay. Cool.
Dude, I knew I'm...
Mark XP for both those characters. For yeah, for Grim and Bragg. So you two, you feel drawn to the center of the city. You know,
guess it's, I'm going too.
It's not really something you're kind of interested in, but, you know, there's something about it. Seems like there's a lot of people. Seems like it'd be a lot of fun. Who knows? Maybe a fight will break out with all these people. But okay. I think those two characters are making their way towards the center of the city now.
One of mine is taking his vendor stand with him to the concert.
Vendor stand? Does he have like a backpack type thing going on?
Yeah, he's got a backpack and just a little tent inside.
That's awesome. Does it just like fold up into a backpack?
No, not quite.
Oh, that'd be so
but
cool.
He sells drugs and he sells just little knickknacks.
What race is he?
He's a halfling.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other one, yeah, he does go after drinking a couple beers and getting some coffee.
Great. So we'll move you guys over to the promenade then. So this promenade is pretty busy. The tower seems to already have like their display set up a little bit. There's a lot, there's iron golems kind of like parading like around the circle and stuff. And there's definitely some mages kind of keeping track of them and stuff, but you know, and some guards and stuff as well, of course, but it's very busy already and it's really going. And you see up on stage Florian Day. Lisa, do you want to describe if she has like a special, if she gets like, would have the option of getting a special concert dress, like outfit, what would it be?
Let me think about that a bit.
She looks human at this point. Like she doesn't look like Salamander. Yes, it does. It will make it easier. She looks like a human right now.
I think she's wearing something that like slightly resembles a tuxedo a little bit, but it's still feminine.
Does she still have her starry cape on? Her cloak of silent stars?
I think she would. So maybe not a tuxedo thing. Maybe, gosh, I'm having trouble envisioning.
I know, sorry to spring an outfit choice on you.
Oh, my weakness.
I know, describing fancy clothes.
What do you envision the cloak of stars?
I was thinking something kind of darker,
like a velvet.
Yeah, like a velvet with like these like twinkly like lights in it almost.
Okay, maybe it's possible to, maybe it like reflects the light and the twinkles like a lot more, so it's kind of flashy in that way.
Sure.
So underneath she has like a lot of sequin and stuff to really compliment that. So she's actually dressed kind of risque underneath it, which is kind of unusual for her. Huh, maybe there's been a change in her life.
Also, okay. It's the festival.
Yeah, so she's real fucking risque.
Yeah.
It's like probably sparkly but lack lace and stuff. And
she also has this giant dagger on her side as well. And it seems like bigger than you would think it would be. And if somebody could get close enough, you would see it reads "fuck you" on the side of it. Just as a note, this is Varel's dagger that she has. It doesn't have anything magical about it, but she has it.
Wait, who's got my dagger?
Florian does. Florian picked it up at the end.
That dirty bitch.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking!
I will say for Vorel's character, no shadow magic. He established that when he died, the magic left the dagger, so it's just a giant heavy dagger.
Has fuck you written on it.
Yes.
God, yes. I like that that's
still
on
the dagger, too. That's great.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, too, she also has this kind of, like, bag on the side of the stage as well. Every once in a while, some people seem to just stuff some, like, money into it that just kind of goes forever. But really small bag seems to fit a lot of stuff in it. Weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder where she got that.
Yeah, weird. But yeah, she's up there doing her performance. It's, you know, she's just having a good time, good show, lots of money being thrown at her and stuff. It's a really good time she seems to be having. And there's just so many people here in the center of the city right now. It's unbelievable. I have all your tokens over here as well. Where are you guys located around? Kind of, where do you guys come in the promenade and stuff? We have kind of roads and stuff around the sides. Where do you think you guys are at? And what are you guys checking out?
Kalor, he's right up front because he's really hoping for some wardrobe malfunctions,
which
definitely happens.
Like strategic malfunctions.
Oh, she's definitely strategic about it.
Sure. Okay.
Are we supposed to be inside the circle or outside the circle?
Inside the circle, kind of, you can be on the edges too. Like, we just have the brown circle for the promenade in the center of this tube, so I'm imagining there's like buildings and stuff around it. So if you want to be like on top of a building or something, you can do that. But like, you're kind of like inside the circle and stuff, so
okay,
yeah,
cool. These are all people around us too.
Yeah, like these sort of tokens are the iron golems. These are like a guard, a mercenary, and these are like mages. So everybody except for Gribbold is kind of looks like he's all in like a building or something.
Oh, my bad.
No. I'm just asking. He could be there if you want.
No, he's on like the edge.
Okay.
All right. So Jim is on the outside with his stand.
Okay.
And Laird is just wandering in. He's like kind of in the middle, not quite on the inside.
You're pretty close to the stage. Like Florian Day's up here, pretty close to you. So is that a spot where you want him to be?
Okay, so Grim is like right here and he's right around here.
Okay.
And this place is also packed with other people watching the show, right?
Yes, lots of people watching the show. So like it's not just you guys here. There's probably a couple thousand people you can fit in this thing pretty easily. And there's more watching and stuff. Like, it's a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as you guys kind of get settled in and stuff, Florian gives a little flourish and a gigantic, just over-exaggerated bow, starts stuffing gold into her bag. And as she walks off stage, a wizard kind of walks up on stage. And he's going to start giving a presentation. He's a wizard, cause he's kind of like traditionally garbed in wizard robes and stuff with like a huge staff that's taller than him and everything. He is going to start doing a little bit of a speech. Thank you, Florian. Thank you for such a wonderful show. Welcome everyone to the Spring Fertility Festival. We at the Tower of Dalmeth are excited to have the honor of a final show. And we promise it will be one to remember. We at the Tower have made a grand discovery. The dragons did not die out. They were sent by the power of Io. And today we will slowly see them come back.
As he starts saying this stuff, there's sort of like an energy pulse that's happening around the circle. And as it's building and stuff, more people seem to be sort of fresh, kind of like holding their head, starting to freak out and stuff. And then Florian steps back on stage. She pulls off her face, revealing a tail and spikes, and begins playing a tune. There is a pulse of magic that just emanates out from underneath your feet. I need everyone to roll a Defy Danger. Tell me how.
I can't say Scared Boy ran away way before this.
Oh, fuck! fuck?
You can start that for sure.
He the moment anything started happening, he was trying to head to whatever door.
Okay. I mean, that's if that would be a defy danger dexterity then for him to see if he can get out of there in time. So.
Okay.
We're all rolling.
God damn it, dude.
So everybody gets. So he's caught in it. Everybody else. What do you do to defy danger when a pulse of energy just kind of feels like it's pushing in on you? What do you do? How do you act in this moment as seemingly like something crazy is happening?
I think it's probably dexterity, yeah.
Just trying to get away from the center and stuff.
Bastion looks right next to the mage next to him and just starts talking about how when he was young and had magic, and how he used to make the ground shake when he was having fun in his room by himself, and he just keeps stumbling over his words and just keeps going on about it.
Okay. What would that be then? Like a defy danger?
Yeah, he's just talking to the mage. I don't know.
Oof. Okay.
So is there a choice to not choose it, to do anything and just accept it? Except what's happening to you, it sounds like.
Maybe it's just luck. Do I roll luck?
That would be a luck in that case, if you just kind of want to go with it and see what happens.
How do I do that?
You have to type in what the luck is. Which character are you rolling the luck for?
This is the old man.
The old man.
He's a 16, I think.
So that would be...
No, he's got 12 luck. He's got 12.
12. So that's a 0 for your modifier then. So just roll 2d6 flat, please, if you're rolling luck. 9. Okay.
I want to probably roll luck for one of my guys also. Sure. Since he's on the outside, he's just hoping to avoid it completely. Mm-hmm. I have luck 10.
That would be a 0 as well. So that's just 2d6 flat.
Okay.
What are we rolling for here exactly?
Any
to see
defy,
how we react to this thing?
How do you defy this danger that is happening to you?
Oof.
Get experience, boss.
God.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess for okay. Grimbold, if he feels like some sort of outside pressure kind of pushing in, he tries to just kind of flex and, you know, try to counterbalance the outside force.
Is that a equal it with his muscles?
Ugh. Is that a constitution or a strength then?
I say
sounds
probably
like strength to me, man. Shit.
Strength, yeah, strength.
Okay, strength. Roll strength then.
And then, Paytala would probably try to focus her mind and, you know, try to figure out what's going on. And she can sense the magic in it, maybe because she's an elf, just naturally.
Sure.
I don't know if that's the thing, but let's roll for Grimble.
12. Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that actually actually works. Weird.
He just flexes through it.
Sweet.
For Pital, I think it's probably either intelligence or wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure.
What are they trying to do then? Describe it. Like, what is it?
Focus your thoughts and like try to realize what's going on to kind of maybe fight back mentally on what kind of magic is maybe affecting her.
That sounds like intelligence then.
Okay.
Hey. Daniel's got some good characters apparently.
Fucking cheater.
So we have 2 for boss, we have 1 for Devin and 2 for Emil. We need both for both Elisa's and 1 more for Devin.
Let's
what do you
just
guys
finish
do?
Up on Devin's and then I'll go.
Okay.
Well, what's his name still is going to be trying to get away.
Still trying to get away. Okay.
He just wants to leave, yeah.
Yeah. I would say roll dexterity one more time.
Okay.
Because like right now you're in it. You couldn't get away. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you got out.
Fucking all right.
A. Lisa, what about you?
So Emil said exactly what I was gonna say for Vaylameth, actually, which was kind of funny.
Right.
Pretty much she like tries to understand what's happening and tries to like resist it, not really fight back, but resist it mentally.
I think that's still intelligence then as well.
Okay, so what am I rolling? 2d6
2d6 plus your int. You can just click the int on your character sheet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
getting there.
Yep.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. And your second character?
Daylum. He just kind of like, I think he like jumps behind somebody.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is happening just kind of like in this whole area. So jumping behind someone that may be like a constitution or something still, but it's not like a person's going to block it.
Yeah, it's not supposed to work.
Right. Oh, so it's just you don't want it to work?
Roll. He's a fucking idiot.
Try to roll luck.
He just reacted and like.
Yeah. Who's this? This one was?
Daylum, the dwarf.
Daylum.
The dwarf who's trying to find himself.
All right, your luck is 12, which is also a 0. So roll 2d6 plus nothing.
What am I doing, my con?
No, you're just dealing 2d6 flat. So whichever, if you have like a plus 0 thing, just roll that. Con, 9. Okay. Well, let's look at these rolls. We'll go with them in order. So, boss, you kind of started this off. So you had a 7 on dex, and then another person failed a luck roll. Who was the failure on their luck roll?
That was Gim, the halfling.
I don't think Gim makes it out. Like, I think there's something about this magic, this pressure that's happening, that it breaks bad for him away. And I think Gim starts to become sort of like a monstrosity in a way. Like,
what?
Oh my god, what?
But I think Gim, this is just luck. He wasn't even trying anything. I think he feels his feet literally get rooted to the floor and he starts to transform into a tree.
Can he try one more thing before that happens?
Like what? What would you have in mind?
Well, he's pretty intelligent, so he just wants to think of any way to get out of this. Thinking
that if by thinking, I don't know if that's gonna do it though. Because are you just trying to do like a defy danger intelligence then? I have all these moves in your character sheets.
Yeah, let's see.
By quick thinking, it might, but how do you describe how that helps you? How do you prevent basically, how does intelligence help you prevent your feet from being rooted in place?
I mean, I could, for example, start using my weapon, my sword, to cut it.
The roots are like coming out of your body, so yeah, I mean, if you want to start cutting, is that still intelligence, or would that be like strength or dexterity at that point?
Cutting off your body, that takes constitution right there.
Yeah, or con for enduring it on your body. I think that you're right.
How's that gonna feel?
Yeah.
I think so. Have Grim roll his con then to see if he's able to do it.
Hack your limbs off. You got it. You can do it.
Oh, man. His constitution's terrible.
Character's going to die. Oh, no. Oh.
He's able to withstand. Gim has, what item are you using to kind of cut it your way out? You have a knife. So you're using a knife to really like cut off roots and stuff off your body.
And I might even be smacking them with my pots and pans.
Yeah, it fucking hurts for sure. It's so painful.
I'm probably cutting through enough to cut myself.
Yeah, but it's incredibly painful. But like you can get out and you can get moving. Your other character, though, rolled a 7 for dexterity. What did that look like? Is that him trying to run still? Like, try to get out of the circle?
Yeah, he's just getting away from where it's centered.
Basically. Where
is it centered?
It seems like it's the whole promenade. So.
Okay, so he's just trying to get to the outside of the circle, I guess.
Okay. That's where the dexterity goes. Where is... Okay, since it was a mix, I think you run into, like, a guard or something who is trying to, like, block your path and try to keep you in the center for what's happening. So,
okay.
Roll... Give me a... How do you divide this danger?
see. Can I just continue running?
Yeah, roll dexterity.
All right. Oh no.
I think this character gets hit then. Like they push it back and stuff.
Yeah.
4 damage to kind of like
just
you get
kills
like
me right away.
Nailed. Is that death for you? What's how much life?
Yeah. I get shit on.
Based. Wait. Oh yeah, you have 4. That in no armor, so that's your full life.
It's wait. So what just happened? Can we recap?
He just died.
Health is so low.
I know, but like, how?
He got pushed back by the guard and like
I failed.
Fell and bashed his head open or something.
Wait, like, so oh my god, it's like that dude that got pushed down by that police officer in his head.
Oh fucking crap. Dude, we're all gonna die.
Yeah. Or maybe that's maybe so you get pushed. Maybe you get pushed back into it and it just throws you off and like you there's something else kinda Maybe it's not that even that you die, you just you boss lose control, just lose this character. Like maybe he you see like he just is in pain and a slow transformation into a salamander, but you basically lose this character.
Well, can it be a botched transformation?
Yeah, absolutely, it's botched.
Oh fuck yeah.
Can I not play as the salamander?
No, he's evil. They're evil.
Yeah, I know.
Turns into like a weird fucking tadpole thing that
I was
that
gonna
can't
be
open its mouth.
A good guy.
You are gonna be try to be a good guy.
But now it's the script is flipped.
I think you're gonna have to make one more roll to see if you can kind of like hold on to some sort of sanity then in that case. So like
constitution?
Either con or intelligence to see if you can stick around. But if not, I think like you just lose out.
I think it's just going to take constitution.
8. So you're still alive. It's botched transformation, but you're still alive. And you're still in control of this character then.
Do so, describe the botchedness, sweet. Joe.
Yeah,
your
which...
Boss. Someone describe it.
Ooh, is it... I think...
This is a fail, right?
I think you... This is a con, so this is a mixed success. So you're still like... conscious and still alive and such, but I think you just see like spikes start I think you see like
blob,
rocks
blob.
No like rocks okay. Start to come out of your skin and stuff and like it hurts this is happening.
Ooh, nearly died.
That fucking sucks.
Your character's from like intense pain.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next person then. Let's see what else is going on here.
Let's go.
Let's continue this.
Yeah. Devin, you had a character who rolled this 9, and then who rolled the 11?
The old man rolled the 9.
Is the 9 the luck?
Yeah.
So nothing is happening then, because for luck, the move is test your luck. When you hope against hope that things will go your way, roll plus luck. 10 plus, you get what you hope for, but spend 1 luck. On a 7 and 9, sorry, no. On a 6 minus, mark XP, and the GM will make a move. So, nothing kind of goes your way, and nothing's against you? So, like, what does this even look like then? Like, do you just feel this, like, pressure? Do you feel something kind of, like, happening to this character then?
Well, he's not oblivious to it, so...
Oh, absolutely
I guess he would start probably traveling somewhere, but he'd probably just try and talk to the next person he sees. So he might go like right here and just like start talking to this guy.
But I mean, like there's still this sort of magical pressure around. So like he's just kind of like hoping it'll be okay and just talking to people and stuff.
Yep, pretty much.
Roll a charisma then.
All right. 8.
I think one of the guards, you see him pull his helmet off. He's full lizard. And he just goes over to the old man like, hey, buddy, why don't you just have a seat with me? And we'll go slowly through this process.
When he starts taking his helmet off, I just want to put my hand on his helmet and keep it on and say, no, you keep that on.
I think he's going to still insist that you just kind of sit with him and, you know, have a hangout while this whole thing starts happening.
Yeah, I'll just start walking to someone else and talking to another person.
Oh, he's very insistent that you sit with him then. You're going to need to make another defy danger. What do you do?
I have to read what type of... I don't have, like, moves or anything yet, right?
I have put all the basic moves on the character sheets. So, like, all the defy dangers and stuff, like hack and slashes, volleys, it's all on your character sheets. So
I want to... Spout lore is just stuff between me and you, right? I can't just spout lore into this guy's ear for no reason.
Spout lore is about your accumulated knowledge of what is happening.
Yeah, I'm just going to start saying things into this guy's ear about what's happening right now.
Spout lore. When you consult your accumulated knowledge about something, roll plus ints on the 10 plus. Oh, this is like an investigation type of thing. If you're just going to be like trying to talk this guy's ear off and stuff, that's like a charisma again.
Sure, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
He's getting pissed.
Well, he's getting experience, though.
He is getting experience, but you're still there. You're still talking this guard's ear off. His helmet's back on, but, you know, he's having you hang around. What starts happening to this guy? I think he also starts to become a tree. He just wants to be there. Oh, no, not a tree. Water. He just wants to kind of move around and see what's going on with everyone. He starts to try, like, his legs kind of seem like there's, like, sweat and stuff coming out of the hell of his body in, like, large quantities.
He just looks at it and takes his hand and, like, brushes it away and says, stop that, and just keeps walking.
He keeps turning into water, and his legs start to wobble. What do you do?
He's just walking. He's just going to tell it to stop and keep walking.
He's going to lose full control of his legs, and he's going to have to, like, crawl.
He'll probably just sit down, then.
What was the name of this character? This old man?
Bastion, Balian, Basil, Badunk, Bandon. What do you want?
I think he's going to be called Puddle in a minute.
If that doesn't go with the title frame, though. It's got to be with the BA.
Bay? He gets called Bay. The Puddle, yeah. Yeah.
A Bay?
But, I mean, yeah, if he's just kind of hanging out, keeps doing his thing.
Yeah, he's a Bay.
He's going to die, basically.
All right, then. Sad day for the old man.
All right, sorry. Have a first character death. Basin, Banyan, Basil, Baden.
Turned into a bay for ants.
Yeah. All right. What about your second character, who rolled a successful dexterity? He got away.
Yeah, I moved him way out here.
Yeah. Did anything happen to him? Did he feel anything as he was running away? Or is it just like, I'm out, I gotta go?
If he did feel anything, he ignored it.
Okay. Cool. We'll come back to him in a minute then. Emil.
Yes.
You have two successes here, but also your two characters are still kind of in the center of things. So what do they do? What are they doing next?
Well, so where's the exit to this place, by the way?
All around. So there's like roads over here, roads over here, roads over here, down here, down here. Sorry, the token I made of this like great alchemic pattern I placed in the center of the map is now blocking all of these, but you know, they're there. There's places you can get out. But you know, there's a lot of guards, a lot of people as well. They seem pretty intent on trying to keep people here while this is happening. Florian Day is still playing her music, trying to like soothe quite a few people into it and stuff. And there's quite a few people who seem like just like, yeah, this is great. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. And they're just swaying to the music.
Kaelor is one of those people, I think, but he's, if you're implying any kind of enchantment, I don't think that's why. I think he thinks this is part of the fertility festival and part of the show still, and he thinks it's like some crazy illusion magic or something, maybe.
Were they the ones that rolled the int or the con?
I don't think I rolled yet, did I?
You have two here.
Did I roll as Florian Day?
I mean, you guys just rolled as yourself. So I have two rolls from Lisa. I have a 10 for an int and a 9 for a con.
Okay, so I guess it was 9. Oh, yeah, because the dude just, like, jumped behind somebody thinking it would, because he felt like he was in danger.
Yes, that would have been the con. So then is Kalor the intelligence then?
No, God, no. He's the constitution.
Oh, he's the constitution. So he kind of slowly starts feeling it as well. What changes about him?
What do you mean, what changes? Physical or mental?
Could be either.
I mean, I feel like he's kind of willing.
Okay.
So maybe it's easier than it's been with the others.
Okay.
What did I roll for him?
It rolled con, which is a mixed success, so a 9.
So... Oh, I found it. There it is. I see my rolls.
Yeah. So there's some part of this, though, that's like, it's kind of, it's not as easy as you're making it sound. Okay. Or like at least like you're pretty close, you're like up front with the music, so like you're pretty close to where things are kind of like where the center of the enchantment is for sure. And maybe that's what you do recognize, is like there's some sort of like charm going on from the music, and me swaying here might be dangerous.
He doesn't dance.
No dance?
Well, no, I'm just saying he doesn't normally dance, so he's like, oh, that's weird. Why would I be doing that?
Okay. How then are they still using con then to resist this magic?
I guess the question is, does he want to resist it?
Yeah. Is he just going with it? Is he trying to transform into it? And what does he do to, you know, make it through the transformation even?
I think constitution still.
Okay, roll con then. 8.
Ugh.
So you're still awake as this is happening, sort of swaying and moving. Maybe you see some fire start coming out of you. Like there's just some flames kind of dancing around you. And, you know, it's interesting. It hurts a little bit for sure. But, you know, would it?
And then you rolled success. Should I roll again for the reaction to the fire?
Yeah, why not? What is that?
I think he sees it and he kind of tries to like, okay. He kind of goes into a little panic mode and like kind of talks himself out of it, saying like, trusting in the powers that be, like, oh, they wouldn't do anything that would hurt us. That would be stupid of them.
Okay. What is that roll then? Is that?
It's either wisdom or charisma. I'm not sure which.
It might be wisdom.
Okay. Whatever you think.
Yeah, I feel like wisdom makes more sense. 9.
Oh my god.
I think you look around and you see like a lot of people who like this has not gone well for. There's a lot of people who are dust, who are trees, lumps of metal and rock. Like there's water. It's yeah, puddles, water. It people are dying around you. And there's a couple people for sure that it seems to be like working on. But like there's like a good mix of like people going crazy, like people who are kind of going like very not even like lizard like but just monstrous like, and it's getting bad.
Okay, can he like try and he's on fire, right? So he tries to like put himself out by like dropping and rolling and like flapping his arms super fast and like
sure
so smacking into other people and stuff and like
okay.
Catching what them do you on roll? Fire.
Is that a dexterity then?
Sounds good.
Okay.
What the? Whoops. Yeah.
It's the 9. It's the 9. I'm going to roll damage and let's see how you do. Okay. You take 1 damage from these flames, but you're hurt. But, you know, you're able to get them out for sure. But, like, you're still in the middle of the magic. You still see, like, burning coals under your skin that are trying to come out.
Oh god.
What do you do?
I see someone else who's like turned to water and I go and I jump in them and I roll around in them. And I keep finding other people and other bays for ants.
What do you think that is for Defy Danger?
Rolling around on the ground, identifying puddles and rolling around in them?
Yeah, like a dexterity again, or maybe wisdom luck. Just to make sure you have it, luck to see if they're there.
Yeah
to see if there's even puddles there to roll around in.
And maybe one's accidentally piss or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh God. So is it luck or dexterity?
It's either a choice for you. So like,
dexterity's
what do you...
higher.
It's up to you then. If you want to roll dexterity, roll dexterity. 11. Yeah. Okay. You're able to sort of make your way out of the circle doing this.
One of them's definitely pissed.
Yeah, one of them's definitely pissed. This is Kalor, right?
It's a fucking fertility festival. Someone peed.
Oh, sure. But this is Kalor who got out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll put you over here then. What about your other character then?
Is she like up on a building or not?
Where is she? Over here? She could be on top of a building watching this, for sure. Like, you're, like, on the edge of where, like, the pressure is, but you can still feel it.
Okay, so she kind of... I think she's gonna try to, like, mentally resist it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's curious as to what's going on at the same time. So I think she's gonna... She'll recognize that she's kind of on the outskirts, maybe. Or she looks around, maybe, to see, like, what the range looks like on it, and then tries to get out of range if she happens to see that there's a range.
This sounds like a discern realities.
Yeah, that's so what, okay.
A wisdom roll.
Wait.
8. You get to ask one question.
Oh God, these questions, man.
Yeah.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
Useful or valuable would be a way out. This seems to be focusing around this circle as like kind of a starting point. The whole of the promenade is kind of like where it's beginning. And as you're kind of touching it and stuff, you can feel this circle expanding. So,
oh, geez.
Getting away from the center of the city would be your best guess.
Okay, so she's gonna... She happened to be right by a road. There's a road right down near her.
Yeah.
What does it look like? Is it crowded?
Yes, it's crowded. There's a mix of people. Some people are, like, still trying to get into the center for some reason. They seem pretty enchanted. And some people who were like, nope, I gotta go. This is bad. I gotta go. Let me go. I gotta go.
Okay. I think she notices that there's high traffic. She's not going to make it through the streets. She needs to go on the roofs. Mm-hmm. So, but she's not going to be able to, like, make that. So, I don't know. Is there, like, a staff around that she can use to, like, pole vault or something?
Roll luck.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hang on.
What's your luck? Your luck is 12. That's a 0. So 2d6.
Okay, thanks.
Plus nothing. Yeah.
Oh, 3. Jesus.
No. Actually, you seem like a reasonable person who's up on the houses and stuff trying to look for a way out and stuff. You're scrounging around looking for a staff, right? Looking for something?
Yeah, she's thinking she can pole vault over the roofs. Like she did once with a childhood friend.
You see, your vision kind of swirls for a minute. Kind of becomes like an oil painting.
Ooh.
And out of the oil comes a white hand. And you hear a voice in your ear whisper, "Take my hand and I will help you."
What the fuck?
Take the hand.
She totally takes the hand.
Okay.
As if in a daze, she reaches out and grasps the hand.
We will mark XP for this failure, and we'll come back to you.
Oh my God!
Let's just say you take the hand, you see a fanged smile, and your vision goes black. Okay. Was that everybody here?
Yeah, no, it's still me, my characters.
Oh, Emil, yes. Where were you? What did you
roll? I'm a salamander now.
You're kind of turning into one slowly, violently. But Emil, you did pretty well, but you're still in like, all your characters are still like in the middle of this sort of thing. So what are you doing?
So I assume there's a lot of people also trying to get out of this area. Also kind of resisting. And kind of a mix. They're trying to get out of this. Huh?
It's kind of a mixed bag. Because, like, you have the music still playing, still enchanting people. You have people pretty violently transforming and dying. You have some people who are, like, okay with this. People are getting out. But, like, the guards and the Iron Golems are kind of, like, trying to keep people here as well.
So, all right. Is there, like, a group of people trying to get past a guard or two or whatever? Sure. That I can, like, I can just see that group of people, and I'm going to just take out my little short bow or crossbow, whatever I have, and try to take out the guard to get up so everyone else that's, like, harassing the guard can push past and the whole group can go.
Okay. Are you shooting to kill or shooting to, like, distract or something?
I'm aiming for his face.
Okay. If you're shooting, that's a volley, so roll dexterity.
I mean, he's a guard, so he probably has, like, a chest plate. So, yeah, I'm going for the face, I guess.
Okay. Roll dexterity.
Whatever. Yeah. Dexterity.
Six.
Nope.
Mark XP.
All right.
Part of the reason why... Which character is this who's shooting? This Grimbold. Is... Grimbold. Where's Grimbold?
Down at the bottom. Here.
Okay. I think you miss. I think you miss because you notice that there is now this Iron Golem standing next to you who is going to take your crossbow and try to get you to remain. What do you do?
He can have the crossbow. Sorry, I book it.
All right, dexterity. 10. Yep, you get out.
All right, I book it towards that guard that I shot at and missed and just kind of like football charge the guy and run him down. Hopefully the whole group follows me.
All right. Yeah, you're able to get out then.
Cool.
So your other character though.
And then Patel sees that commotion that just happened down there. And so she's seeing everyone turn into weird shit all around her. She's very frightened and she's just going to start running down to the bottom where she just saw all that happen. And I think near the bottom, she's almost near the bottom, and she sees someone turn into this like tree that grows these beautiful flowers. She wanted to pick these flowers she's never seen before.
So she's like being enchanted by these flowers, kind of thing.
She's about to get out. I would say she's like close to getting out, but she saw someone turn into a tree, which of course frightened her. But then she saw these flowers grow from this tree. She's like, I've never seen those flowers before. And she wants to grab a sample before she makes it out of the circle, hopefully.
What would that be?
Luck. I don't know.
Maybe luck. You might be right. Just like to be able to grab something before
I'm like hypnotized or whatever it is. I don't know.
It's either luck or to defy danger with mental fortitude, which is a wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds suspiciously like that one time in that other RPG.
Which other RPG?
Don't crit fail.
Oh, I have no idea what that one is.
Don't worry about it.
His character tried to collect a sample of toxic sludge and fell face first into the toxic sludge and underwent some very terrible transformations. But lived.
So this is a common thing that happens to Emil's characters. Great. Okay.
There were extra arms involved.
Good. Yes. As there should be, you know.
It was a good time, for sure. I never let it get me down either.
Never. What are you rolling? Okay.
So I think it'd probably be... I kind of think it's luck to be able to get out of there and like grab a snag of like a sample of this new flower I've never seen before and make it out without anyone like stopping me.
What is your luck for her? She is 14. Oh, you have a plus one for luck. Look at you.
I got lucky with that.
Baller. Yeah, definitely. So, roll 2d6 plus 1.
All right, I'm just going to roll dex, which is plus 1.
Okay. 9.
Nope, nothing.
So you go to pick it. This person is still kind of in the middle of this sort of transformation. And so,
it's like a person
tree, yeah, like something, this living thing is transforming into a tree. You go, it's a mixed success, so you get the flower, but Oh, wait, no, this is luck, right?
Yeah, I don't get anything.
Yeah, so nothing happens then. You're not able to get it. You... Yeah, it just says, sorry, no, nothing happened. You don't get it. So no. There's something, you're not able to pick the flower, basically. Like, there's, it's either still attached and still painful to the person, but you, like, you just can't.
Yeah, the, get it. I like that. I pick the flower, but as soon as I do, is like the guy, screams. The person that screams, and like kind of like the flower instantly starts wilting, and I just drop it in like in fright.
Oh, then maybe that's what this for is. You kill a person doing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's terrifying.
The fuck flowers?
I scream and just run out, run to try to get out of the circle again.
Dexterity. 9. So you get close, but like it, same thing as the other guards. It's like there's a big crowd now trying to push their way out. It's while people who are enchanted trying to get in still. So like there's people, there's like force and stuff. It's bad in here. So you take 1 damage just trying to like elbow people.
Okay, that's half my life total.
You're still in the circle, though. Do you notice any changes on yourself? Like, do you feel the magic more or something?
Where I picked that flower, my hand feels kind of tingly, maybe a little.
Sure. Okay. We'll deal with that. But you need 1 more roll to try. Oh, actually, this is a mixed success. So, like. Yeah, I think that's going to be the mix. You get elbowed, you get your hand is now really tingly, but you're able to get out.
All right. And I have half my health's gone.
Yeah. So let's see. So Grimbold, Petal, Bragg, Iron Balls, Kalor, Verlamith, Grim made it out, right? Devin? Or no, Boss?
Gim made it out.
Okay. Going to the left over here, right? Yeah. And then what about Larid? What did we leave off with him? Was Grim was the one transforming.
Gim was almost taken, but then he got out. Okay. He was pulled by the roots, but then got out. Laird got turned into a salamander, I think. I don't know if he's fully transformed.
That's right. We left off with him kind of like on the floor, conscious but transforming. So... what do you do then? What happens next? Like, do you kind of give in? Like, Florian Day is still singing this song to try to like soothe people. Like, it's violence, but within the violence and the chaos, there's this song that just like, it's nice, you know?
Yeah. So I think I pretty much give in and I just start walking around to different people and start playing my mandolin.
Just helping along the song, like trying to harmonize with her.
Yeah, playing my mandolin in harmony.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's a band war.
I think this might be a Defy Danger like intelligence to not get like sucked into the charm. Because otherwise, like I think Larid is just gonna be part of the group, it sounds like. He's just gonna join in this chorus of the music.
Okay.
10 ints. Okay. So Larid's still conscious then as this sort of process is happening.
I'm just dancing around and probably starting to sing.
What are you transforming into?
Oh, I'm turning into a salamander.
What type? We have fire, wood, metal, water, earth.
Probably, I think earth.
Okay.
One with nature.
So you start, not really nature, but like you get rocky.
Yeah. But I think still that makes the most sense.
Okay. So you start like growing like granite and stuff. But he's still here. He's still conscious in the middle of the city though. Okay.
I'm basically at the stage now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Gim's just out of there.
Okay. We may have to come back to Larid then to see what happens to him. Because at this point, if he's just kind of joining in, he's still conscious like this, that may still mean that he joins up with the salamanders then. You would lose control of him as a character. So think about it. We'll see.
He's enjoying this, so.
Sure. That's good. But we'll come back to them. We'll come back to him in a minute. But
Yeah, okay. So we have 6 of our 8 characters get out of this. Go back over to the giant city map. So let's see. You guys were here. You guys were here. Here. Bastion died. Yeah, Laird is still there. I think I had Grim over here. Grimble and Paytel here. And Lisa over here. Okay. So here's the big thing. The city is in fucking chaos as this is happening. So where do you guys go to try to get out of the city?
Balameth goes to the dock to find a boat to go into the ocean.
Ah, Balameth, right? The one who blacked out, right?
Balameth?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what happened there, so.
I know. I think we should address that, huh?
Yeah.
So I think you come to. You are in a warehouse. You are also vomiting this sort of black oil. And there are bodies around you. You are safe. You have a staff in your hand now, weirdly enough, but there's probably 3 or 4 dead bodies around you. And this black oil that's kind of seeping out of you now.
Whoa. What do you do? I vomit more.
Yeah, it's in there. It's still just black oil.
I try and figure out what the black oil is.
Roll me either, I think that's a spout lore, then.
Sounds good.
So intelligence. Int. Interesting but useful. So Valamore has, she's been in the city for a little bit, right? Scromany. What's Scromany?
Scromany is scream vomiting.
Oh, gross. But Valamore's been in the city for, what, a couple days, has it?
I think she's been around for like, I was thinking like a few months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months.
Okay. This oil is new and it is reminiscent of the oil that the dwarves use to power their machines. And since you got a success on this, you just hear a whisper in your ear of like, see, I helped you.
You call this help?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening to me? When, what, wait, what, who are you?
My name is Dalar, and you just asked for my help. And I'm here to help, for sure.
I think I appreciate your help. Also, where am I?
You're kind of in a warehouse in, like, the textile district over here.
No, she asks the thing.
Oh, where are you?
But thank you.
Yeah, I think she just tells you that. Like, you're still in the middle of the city, kind of in a warehouse. You needed a weapon, so I helped you find one.
I think I see what happened. So it, like, transported me to the nearest staff.
Not transport. You feel like you ran.
Oh, why does my body feel so tired?
It's part of the help. It's part of the help. Don't worry about it.
She does not know what to do.
You feel like, you feel this, like, you see like this white hand come out again and put his hand on your shoulder, put a hand on your shoulder.
Oh God.
It's just kind of like this disembodied white hand through this like oil painting type deal still.
Oh, just that whisper, oil like, vision thing.
And you still feel like, oh, don't worry about it. I know you're confused, but it'll be okay.
What are you? Why have you chosen me?
You asked for help, and I gave you help. And now you owe me.
I owe you?
Yeah, for my help. I'll give you power, but you owe me.
The staff better be pretty powerful.
They'll get you out of here. That's all you were looking for.
We'll talk.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about it.
You keep saying don't worry about it. It only makes me more worried.
Well, if you really want something to worry about, this oil is going to get in everything. You may want to get like a rag or something to help wipe your hands. You need to keep your hands nice and...
I need to keep my hands nice and what?
White, clean, you know. Do you want to like try to like
discern any realities about this, or do you want to do any more another spout lore or something?
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, moves.
Does she want to hack and slash?
She could do whatever she wants.
Let's do some discern realities.
All right, roll wisdom, please.
Jesus.
4. You feel the hand on your shoulder squeeze a little bit. Take 2 damage.
Oh, shit.
How much health does she have?
3 currently.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I thought she was going to die. But you just feel like it's like a crippling pain on your shoulder. It's like, now, you don't need to worry and check everything out. You just have to get out of the city alive.
What do you mean I have to get out? Do you have plans?
Because otherwise you can't repay me. You have to get out.
What do you ask in return?
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll see soon. The hand leaves your shoulder, and the oil painting sort of like swirly vision disappears as well and returns to normal. You still have a little bit of oil, like you can taste it in your mouth, but like it seems like it's like instead of it's like in your sweat as well. Like it feels, your body just feels oily.
Oh, she's so worried. She wants a bath.
Okay. What about your other character, Kalor?
Wait, and there's like dead bodies all around her?
Yeah.
She gets the fuck out of there.
I bet she does.
And she finds we'll come a back bath to... quick.
It's a kind of a chaotic city. You might want to just run. Or, you know, listen to the voice in your head. What about your other person, Kalor?
She tries to go to the forest, I think.
Oh, like she tries to run north?
She tries to leave the city and get to the forest. Or go into the ocean. One or the other. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Roll a d6 real quick. She goes to the ocean.
Goes towards the ocean. Okay. Which kind of district are you kind of running towards? Are you like running in between? Are you seeing more of like what's going on in the arena? More towards the city council? What are you looking at?
Towards the...
City Council Arena.
You're saying which dock?
Yeah, basically. Which
the
way
one
are
on
you
the
going?
Right.
One on the right. Okay, so that's like through the City Council over to like Dropout Alley in the Marina District.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did I have? As you're running through like this sort of textiles and trading district, there you do see some city guards who are trying to actually help people at this point. Like trying to help people, kind of guide them around and stuff. But
interesting.
They seem small. They're like just like regular town guards. And the people they're kind of like pushing back against, not only is it like the iron golems and stuff too, it seems like this is the other side of the golden spiral. Like the side that split is still here, still trying to do something.
I see.
But yeah. What do you do?
And she's like sweating this oily shit and just threw up. Oh man, she's kind of in a panic a little bit right now.
Sure.
She sees these people. She just, let's see. Is there like.
This is Valamith. I thought we were talking about lore for a second. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but Valamith is going through the city. Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
We can stay on focus on her. Yeah. We can focus on her.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get over to the other guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to like spread it around and stuff. But yeah, we can focus on her. Like, well, let's give her. You can either like discern realities, just try to like calm down and see what's going on around you and stuff, or you can try to like just fuck it, book it, roll a dexterity or something.
Yeah, just fucking book it. Just try to keep running through.
Dexterity.
All these mediocre rolls.
Yeah, 7. Okay. I think you get stopped by somebody in like full metal gear, and they stop you. And where is it? Okay, so I'm about to drop a new symbol in Discord, and these are this guard who is against you. that you're trying to run up against and stuff just like says, stop. We are the Golden Guard, and we are here to help the city out. This is the other half of the Golden Spiral. When the Golden Spiral split, they one half sided with the Salamanders and is like fully bought into what's going on. And the other half is like, no, we don't want to do that. And that is Metallic wrote. So, but these guys, the Golden Guard, are the ones who are trying to like stop you and push you back and stuff. To try to keep you or keep people around so they can go through this transformation.
And he's like big.
Oh yeah, big boy.
Oh Jesus. Can she like go through I just want her to like push him and like knock him off balance and try and like get around him and just go, you know, find a way out.
Like, if I need your strength.
Strength?
Strength or dexterity? Strength would be to push, dexterity would be to run.
Both are terrible.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh god, they're both at a minus one.
Fuck me!
Six. Mark XP. This guy's a guard.
Go, girl. She's in a panic.
What are you at? Yeah.
Shit. Fuck.
Hmm? What?
She has a fishing net. I could have thrown the fishing net at him.
If you want to change what you did, we can do that. That would be a dexterity to throw.
But I rolled. That's cheating.
And got experience.
I give that experience back.
We can have you roll again. That's fine if you had a better idea. I don't mind.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Roll dexterity.
Poor luck. If you roll less than
it's worse. Good. It's worse. It's worse. Good.
I deserve it.
It should be. That's what you deserve.
You have to like stop. It's like a whole like you throw a net like you're trying to like catch some fish, you know. So like you're trying to do like the big wind up throw and everything. You just get clocked. 3 damage.
I'm dead. And corpse is tangled in the net.
As your vision fades. The scenery swirls again, the sort of oil painting, and goes, tisk tisk. Well, I guess I'll just collect it now. You see a white hand come out, grab and press down onto your body, and where Valamith was is now a puddle of black oil, and she is dead.
Whee!
Boop. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.